Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Lift your right hand, let's receive. I come against every end of year setback. In the name of Jesus, can we pray? Every setback. Every setback, every setback, every setback, every setback, every setback. I come against every end of year setback. End of year setback. I come against. In Telibo Korea Catalama Cata. Mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Whatever is sudden, unannounced, that you are unprepared for, that will take you back to square one, let them be terminated in your life and destiny.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your hand and say, I come against every setback.
I come against every setback.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
It shall not arise. It shall not come to pass. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every setback. 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 Jesus, mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Say with me, say, whatever is called misfortune.
Whatever is called
shall not find its way into my life.
Shall not find its,
shall
way,
not
into
find its way into my family.
Into my
work. In the name we pray in the name of Jesus.
My
family is not your portion. My life is not your portion. Whatever is called misfortune shall not find its way into my life. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Whatever God gave you victory over this year is not permitted to raise his ugly head again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Are you ready? Say whatever evil.
Whatever evil.
Whatever evil.
Whatever
wickedness.
Wicked
I have overcome this year.
There
has victory over this year. Say they are not permitted.
They are not permitted.
To reoccur again.
In
the name of Jesus.
In the name of
can
Jesus.
You open your mouth and pray for yourself? They are not permitted to reoccur. Everything I have
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Tell somebody, say, hear the word of the Lord.
Hear the word of the Lord.
Affliction shall not arise again.
Oh,
yeah, lift your hand and pray for say. Say by the word of the Lord.
By the word of the Lord.
I decree.
I decree.
Affliction shall not arise.
Affliction shall not arise
again in my life.
Again in my life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
every
Jesus.
Affliction that
every affliction that I've overcame.
They shall not arise.
They shall not rise again.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
can
Jesus.
You pray for yourself? Affliction shall not arise again.
Rabaga bega da kosa bada kabala da.
Ena
mando skopele
mando sa.
Rebege de kosa bada kaba. Eba baba kabala da bana kaide. Rebege de kosa da bana da. Bama na konda de la kaba. Rebege de kosa. Elanda bara kabala kanda. Rebege kanda bala da baso baba kaba. Elena mana koska bara beida. Rabada koska baba rege de kosa. Ena mando skopa rapida. Rebecca Scobella Dabarakeda and Amanda Sibella.
Mighty name, we are free.
Amen.
So the word of God is no affliction, no losses. Are we here? Lift your hand around. Say, I decree. Say by the word of God.
By the word of
as
God.
The year is coming to an end. For me and my family.
For me and my
say
family.
No losses.
No losses.
No affliction.
No affliction.
No misfortune.
No misfortune.
No setback.
No setback.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
can you make that decree?
No decree.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
the word of God. As the year is coming to an end. No affliction.
No affliction.
No losses.
No
misfortune.
No misfortune.
No setback.
No setback.
No affliction.
No affliction.
No losses.
No losses.
No misfortune.
No misfortune.
No loss.
No. Shakabella da banakana barada.
Mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Psalm 125 verse 3. Let's just end our prayers with that. Psalm 125 verse 3. The rod of the wicked shall not rest on the lot of the righteous. Lest the righteous put forth their hand to perform iniquity. The punishment of the wicked shall not be upon your house. And do you understand? Every word that is against the wicked is not permitted to go through it. Look at somebody, say, the rod of the wicked.
The rod of the wicked
shall not alight upon your house.
Alight upon your
in
house.
The name of Jesus.
In the name
look
of
at me, shift to right and let's pray. Say, I come by the word of the Lord.
I come by the word
and
of the Lord.
I decree concerning my family. Represent the rod of wicked that is upon anything that belongs to you. Let them be taken away by the fire of the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your two hands to him and just tell him thank you again. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your name.
Jesus.
We glorify you.
Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat in God's presence. 2 Corinthians 6. We take verse 1 and 2. And please listen to me attentively this morning. Last month, I came and I taught on Christ alone, grace alone, faith alone. And normally when I teach this, since I'm a balanced teacher, I always want to bring balance to everything, lest people take some things to extreme. And the Bible is balanced, not controversial, not, how do you call it? As if it's against each other. How do they? Eh? Not contradiction. The Bible does not have contradiction. It just complements each other. If you take something to the extreme, you feel the Bible is contradictory. It's not. It's complementary. And I want to show you some things. 3 weeks, I taught for 3 Sundays on Christ alone, grace alone, faith alone. And I want you to know that you can make the grace of God vain in your life. Remember, you are saved by Christ alone. You are saved by grace alone. You are saved by faith alone. You cannot add anything to it to be saved. You are not saved by what you do or what you do not do. You are only saved by what Christ did on the cross of Calvary. And I remember telling you that it is only by grace that God hates sin. So it is only by grace that God can assess man. And it's only by faith that man can assess God. So when the grace of God and the faith of man meet, there are miracles, deliverances, salvation, and great and mighty things. So call God comes with grace, and you come with faith. But even the faith you came with is God that gave the faith to you. Faith is still a gift. Today, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. I need somebody very fast there. Give me New King James. And leave it on New King James until I ask you to do otherwise. New King James, quickly, sir. Adina Ma. Can we all read together? We then, as walking together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God. I want you to tell somebody, say, I plead with you. Say, don't receive the grace of God in vain. We are plead with yourself. Say, Beodo, I plead with you. Not to receive the grace of God in vain. Let's read that verse 1, 2, and 3 together. Let's go. 1, 2, go. We then as workers, together with him, also plead with you, not to receive the grace of God in Ephesus. For he says, in an acceptable time, I have helped you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense in anything that our ministry may not be blamed. Sorry. We thank you, Jesus. So, there is grace by which God assesses, by which God makes everything available for us. Because if without grace, God looking at us, our iniquity, our sin, our lifestyle, he will go against us. And because of grace, he graciously makes everything available unto us. But it comes to a time in the life of a believer when he thinks he understands grace and misbehaves anyhow, all in the name of grace. So whenever we teach grace, we come to let you know that grace is not a license for sin, because grace can be made of no effect or in vain. Grace can be made vain in your life by your action. What does it mean to make the grace of God to be in vain? It means that grace does not have any positive or useful effect in the life of the person. So if God says somebody has taken his grace in vain, he's made his grace vain, that means by the life of a person, by the actions of a person, the power behind grace, the effect, the usefulness that grace brings is made without effect in the life of a person. So what does it mean to make grace vain? It means grace has been made of no use, of no importance, of no positivity. Grace has been wasted like a sword that has been trampled upon. So when we do not give grace, make grace to have a useful and positive effect in our life, we have made grace vain. Number two, when we live our lives in a way that it nullifies the grace that we receive, we have made grace vain. Now, let me show you four ways in which grace can be made in vain. Number one, when grace is made in vain, we receive grace in vain when we don't believe the word of God. Hebrews chapter 3, let's read from verse 14 to 19. Many times the word of God will come powerfully. Many times the word of God will come. The Holy Spirit will touch you, ask you to make a decision, and then you just look at it. We don't hear these things now. Don't mind all these pastors now. Pastor Abiodun, because he's much too sweet. When you don't receive, when you don't believe the word, you take the grace of God in vain. Read with me. Let's go. 1, 2, go from verse 14. For we have become partakers of Christ if you hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Let's go. Why it is said, I don't know where we are. Truly, I don't know. Okay. Let's go. Why it said, today, if you hear his voice, do not. It is a test. If I will get angry, I will not get angry. I will not take grace in vain. I forgive you in advance, but this is the last time. Yeah, let's go. Why it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion. Verse 16 now. For who having heard rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now, with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? Verse 18, let's go. And to whom did he swear that they will not enter his rest. But those who did not obey. Verse 19. Let's go to that. So we see that they could not enter in because of what? When the word of God comes and you do not believe the word, the grace behind the word, you have made that grace in vain and it will not work for you. Unbelief. They did not enter the promised land because of unbelief. They hardened their heart. People have done money devotion for 40 years. So there's nothing you want to teach in scripture they have not heard about. So their heart is hardened. Let's go again. What do they say again? Hardened. No matter what you say, as you are preaching, they are laughing. In fact, when you are quoting the scripture, they are concluding it. As you are quoting, they are concluding. But they have no belief in that word. That the word has no effect in their life. They've been there for 40 years. No effect in their life. Somebody gives his life to Christ. 40 days. Effect. Life changes. Because they have not made the grace of God in vain in their life by their unbelief. When you hear the word of God and you don't believe it, you are making grace vain. Why does it work for one? It does not work for another one. One believed it. Another did not believe it because of familiarity. Jesus could not do a single miracle in his own hometown. Why? Unbelief. I thought, I almost spoke Yoruba. I thought it is from the house that you take treasures out. I thought if you want to do good to people, it is people of your family that you start from. But unbelief made Jesus not to be able to perform a single miracle in his house. Sir, let me talk to my friend. You see, when somebody is multi to you, you can run into trouble. He's my friend. He's my business partner. I'm his pastor. If he misses it up, he will not be blessed. She's my wife. What again? Business partner. Love of my life. Cockroach in my net. I'm a pastor. If she misses it up, she cannot be blessed. There is a place you separate some things from some things. Nobody person will be sleep on the bed together today is preaching the word. Let me not write anything down. Let me not pray. After all, she did something against me before I came. Whatever. He has made the grace of God in vain concerning the word that is preached. And that word will not work for her. Hello, are we here? Beware of familiarity can put you in trouble. Some are so familiar with the word of God that they know the letter. They don't know the spirit behind it. And therefore, they don't believe the word. Number one, when the word comes and you do not believe, you have made it vain. Remember what the Bible said? He said the word did not work for them because they did not add faith to it. When you don't believe the word, when you don't add faith to the word, it becomes vain in your life. Number two, let's look at 2 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2 again. How do we make the grace of God vain in our life? We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. Verse 2. For he says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Read with me. Now, behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. When the word of God comes and you don't receive it now. See, I tell people, there's no anointing anywhere in the world as powerful as a corporate anointing. Nowhere. There's no anointing anywhere in the world as powerful as corporate anointing. You know what I do? If I go to a place of prayer, very powerful, word, very powerful, I don't write prayer points. I pray the prayers and I buy the tape. I go write the prayer point from the tape at home. Because I don't want to be writing prayer and there's corporate powerful anointing. And the time I'm supposed to be praying, I can't. I'm not saying don't write prayer points. Some of us are fast. You can write and you can pray. And I'm a man. I can't multitask. Women can multitask. I can't do that. Listen. What you don't pray well in church, I doubt if you can pray it well better at home. Pray well when we are together. But let me not divert from where I'm going. When the word comes, receive the word with all sincerity now. When the anointing lifts, some things will not happen again. My friend, my covenant brother, Pastor Tosin, was here preaching, telling us about where he went to preach in Ibadan. He was preaching, and the Lord told him, there's a woman here, you have cancer, breast cancer. Please come forward and let me pray for you. Nobody came. Said it the second time, nobody came. Said it the third time, nobody came. It was becoming embarrassing to him. God, show me and God. Said it the fourth time, nobody came. Said it the fifth time, nobody came. I said, okay, let's move on. So she moved on and did everything, and the service ended. And then a man and the wife came, respectable people in the church. You know, they did not want people in the church to know that the woman had cancer. It was that cancer that killed the woman. She came to my brother, and the brother said, oh, sorry, the anointing has lifted. I'm still going to pray for you. Because you have come, I pray for you. He said, the grace, the anointing that came upon me at that time, it has lifted. The woman died of the cancer. The church has been praying. The pastor and the prayer group have been praying. But the whole church did not know. Everybody could not look at the direction so that she would not be embarrassed. But after the service, they thought they can come. Now, you know, anytime you see pastor, this pastor, you know, just put some dollars in the envelope. We can pray for you at any time. At any year, we can pray for you at any time anywhere. But the corporate anointing and the anointing are not the same at every time. So what? When you don't accept the word now, read with me verse 2. For he says, there is an acceptable time. I have heard you. And in the day of salvation, I have heard you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now. There are some things that are now. If you miss it, the grace of God becomes vain. It might not come again. It might not come again. You have heard the word of faith. Receive Christ into your life. You refuse. Some people, they might not hear it again. They might not have that opportunity again. Now. There are people that are living in regret. You give some so they don't do anything. 5 years later, they come. Pastor, do it has gone. It is now. Don't miss your opportunity. Know the now word. There is a rhema, there is a logos. The logos abides forever. The rhema comes. Believe it, it works immediately. When you miss the rhema, sometimes you can look for it forever and not see it. He said, do not be godless like Esau, who for a morsel of bread sold his birthright. He looked for it with everything he had. He never saw it again. He never saw it again. Why? Now. He missed the now word. There is a now time. There is a now season. Don't miss it. Are you here? If you miss it, you make the grace of God vain. You will just see the same thing working for everybody around you. But for you, it will not work. Why? You have made it vain. Number 3, how do we make the grace of God vain? So number 1, when we receive it, we don't believe. When we don't believe it, number 2, when we don't receive it, number 3, when we neglect it. Hebrews chapter 2, 1 to 4. Hebrews 2, 1 to 4. Read with me, let's go. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard. Lest we do what? We drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proves steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive what? receive his just reward, which is punishment. Go to verse 3. How shall we escape if we do what? If we neglect great, so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard in verse 4. God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. Don't neglect it. Don't neglect it. I was in church, was it last week? Sometime last week, to see my brother. We were in the studio together, and I saw them checking some video. What are you checking? So I checked with them. What happened? You know, on Wednesday, 2 Wednesdays ago, I was here, and the Lord directed me under the anointing for us to lay hands on people. I don't know if you remember. People came, were laying hands on people. Did you know that some of the people that came, that I laid hands on, came with a sole purpose to sit in church? So after we touched their head under the anointing, and they went up, they just went up and looked for phones that were plugged and carry phone and went out and went away. If you were there on that Wednesday, you will see a very strange anointing come upon the church where we started. But under that anointing, some people neglected the grace of the Lord. The agenda they came with, they executed the agenda. We also executed the agenda to send them to jail. The word of God is coming. Many can neglect it. It's one of those things. It's time to give so that you can be blessed. Don't mind those pastors. They don't come again. That's also money that they talk about. Our God is a God of signs and wonder. Which sign that they talk about? Which sign? Show me now. They are neglecting. They have been in church for a long time. If you quote scripture, they will help you conclude it. But they neglect the word. It makes no difference in their lives. Can we start again? Hebrews chapter 2, 1 to 4. I want you to see it again. Once again. Hebrews 2, 1 to 4. Go to the beginning with me, sir. Ma, let's go. Read with me again. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to what to the things we have. What we are saying that give earnest attention and focus to the things you have heard. Lest we do what? Lest we drift away. Verse 2. For if the word spoken through angels prove what? Steadfast. And every transgression and disobedience receive a just. No, pause a little. You know, the angel went to meet Zachariah. Zachariah, man blessed of the Lord. Your wife will soon give birth. When she neglected the word and did not believe, what did the angel say? What the angel said? I'm the angel of God that stand in the presence of God. You will not be able to speak. If the word that was spoken by angels, people that doubted and neglected it, received their just reward. Verse 3. If Zachariah was punished for neglecting the word, how shall we escape? Next week, brother. How shall we escape? If we neglect so great a salvation, which was first began to be spoken by the Lord, no angel, by the Lord of angels, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him. And verse 4, with various signs and wonders, God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of Holy Spirit, according to the word was the word of God. Witnesses confirm it. God himself confirmed it with signs and wonders. You were in church today, you heard various testimonies about what God does through his word, and you now neglect that word. You have made the grace of God vain. It might never work for you again. But God forbid. And as that grace and mercy will speak for everybody in church. In the name of Jesus. Are we still in church? Number 14. Number one, we don't believe it. If you don't believe it. Number two, if we don't receive it. Number three, if we neglect it. And number four, if we misuse it. Go with me.
You see, many people take grace for license to sin. Grace is not license to sin. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Titus 2, verse 11. Titus 2, 11. We'll take 11 and 12. Put the two together for me. 11 and 12. Put it together for me. Okay, let's go. One, two, go. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that what? That denying ungodliness and worldly lust, denying pornography, worldly lust, you know, I am a technology person. I'm an early adopter of technology. But when Instagram came and I discovered it was picture, I did not sign on to it. And I will never sign on to it. Why? I know what my eyes can do. I don't have time to be distracted. Your eyes see something and it produces lust in you. The grace of God gives you the power for you to deny ungodliness, not to say, God understand. God understand. All these small girls in your area, you have slept with all of them, and they call you chairman. God understand. And you understand grace. You have made the grace of God in vain, and that grace will put you into trouble soon. And the church say, you are quiet, you are guilty. And the church say, give it to me in NIV. Just change it to NIV. Change it to NIV with me. For me. NIV. Let's go. 1, 2. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say, it teaches us to say, grace teaches you to say no. Grace empowers you to say no. Grace empowers you to stop. Grace empowers you to stop what brings shame and disgrace to the name of Christ. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passion. Anything in skirt, anything with lipstick. For some people now, urgent 2K. Was in singles fellowship one day and somebody asked, you mean pastor, if I have a boyfriend, I have a fiance or whatever, you mean the person is not supposed to take care of me? Say, let your papa take care of you until she marries you. Don't be your father. Relationship is not poverty alleviation program. The men are saying, oh, that person don't spend money tire. Are we here? Grace is not license to sin. Romans 6, 1 and 2. Let me not do this. Time, don't go. 1 Corinthians 5. 1 Corinthians 5. 1 Corinthians 5. 1 and 2. Then we jump to 9 to 13. 1 Corinthians 5, 1 and 2. Let's read together. Let's go. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that does not occur even among pagans. A man has and you are proud. Shouldn't you rather have been filled with grief and have put out of your fellowship the man who did it? When I gave my life to Christ in the 80s, specifically 1987, we were taught in a way that if you are passing and a woman's hand touches your hand, you will cry, you will fast for 3 days.
Oh God, dear, I disappointed you. My hand touched Sister Benedita's hand. My hand touched
did not understand grace. But this generation, they understood grace. And there is sin everywhere. Jump to verse 9. Go down to verse 9. 9. See how they deal with issues. Now let's go. I have written to you in my letter, not to associate with sexually immoral people. Verse 10. Not at all meaning the people of this world who are immoral or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters. In that case, you will have to leave. He gave an instruction in a former letter that is missing. Don't associate with anybody that is a sexually immoral person. So, they took it as if it is people, unbelievers are sexually immoral, that they should not deal with. He's saying, no. When I gave you that instruction, I didn't say every sexually immoral person. If you do that, you will not live in this world. Because outside the church, there are very many sexually immoral people. Maybe including your boss that pays your salary. But you need your salary. Are you going to say I'm more associated with him? Now, verse 11. Verse 11. But now, we are going to go to the but now. I am writing to you that you must not associate with anyone who calls himself a brother that is. The unbelievers are sexual moral. They can relate with them. But anyone in the church. See, if we apply Bible, some people will carry their Bible and believe in the church now. Read with me. But now I'm writing to you that you must not associate with anyone who calls himself a brother, but is sexually immoral or greedy or an idolater or a... mention the next one. Repeat it again. I don't preach wine, alcohol. I don't talk about it. I don't use scripture to preach about it. Experience of my friends that were brilliant and amounted to nothing in life because their fathers were drunkards is enough to make me know that nobody should take alcohol. I don't need scripture. So that people do not tell me Timothy did something, somebody did. I don't need spiritual proofs. There are sociological proofs everywhere in the world. There are people that are supposed to have houses, but they don't take beer bottle. They don't build them. And you can see, you know, houses you build with beer bottle, they are very, very fine. Very fine. They look green. I preach against Yahoo. They almost killed me. Oh my God. Everywhere I go, I'll be at airport in Lagos. Some people come over, come in. I know you somewhere. Are you that pastor? Yes. Yes, that pastor. Or a swindler. Nobody today, 419 start. He don't deal. Or a swindler. He said, with such a man. Read me. With such a man. Do not even eat. A sexually immoral, a drunkard, a swindler, an idolater. He has made the grace of God fail. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 6, 4 to 9. My time is fast, but I must read this one. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4 to 9. Please, read with me. Simply. Let's go. One to go. It is impossible for those who have once been. Okay, listen. You have heard the word of God. His word brings life, enlightenment. He said they heard him, they that him, they are not ashamed. What's that scripture? They are not ashamed and their face. Pastor Shina, Thank you, Jerry. Pastor Jonathan, Yeah. Those that look at him, their faces are enlightened and they are not put to shame. So, when you have heard the word of God in church and you have given your life to Christ, he says you have been enlightened. Is that it? Number two, who have tasted? Oh, no, no, no. Go back to verse 4. I'm still reading. Thank you. Thank God bless you. It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, one, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, three, you are speaking in tongues everywhere. You gave your life to Christ. The Holy Spirit came to live in you. Who have, look again, who have tasted the goodness of the word of God, which you are tasting now, and the powers. You have prayed for people, they've been healed. You have prayed for yourself, God have answered. You have started tasting the powers of a coming age. Let's go. Let's go. Read with me. If they fall away, it is impossible. If they fall away, to be brought back to a repentance. Because to their loss, they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace. You go about messing up everywhere, not knowing that you are making the grace of God vain. Some people have drifted from the path. They still do not know. You know why? When they lay hands on people, people still fall. Ah. If I off this fan, it will still be rotating. No? It will be rotating. If I plug an iron and I off it, it will still be hot for some time. That it is still hot for some time does not mean it is not off. Hello, are you here? He is still seeing dreams. She is still seeing visions. And she still seeing that the Lord is with him. It is not all that say unto me, Lord, Lord, that will enter the kingdom of God. The day that do the will of my Father in heaven. Not those that see vision. He said, did we not cast that demon in your name? Yes, you did. There was no alternative person. And I need that demon out. Not you, me. Do you understand? The miracle is not you, it's God. If he can make a donkey talk, you are not better. Gifts can make you deceive yourself that you are seeing the faith when you are not. Do you understand this? Move back to verse 6. Verse 6. If they fall away, it is impossible to be brought back to repentance because to their loss, they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace. Hebrews chapter 10. I told myself I was going to close on time today. Sir, man, a word is enough for the wise. If you like, accept it. If you like, don't accept it. The word has come. Go and repent. Go and change. Where your pastor is not, the word, the eye of God is there watching you. Soon you will discover that the fan is off. Soon you will discover the iron is off. Soon you will discover that God has abandoned you a long time ago. Soon you will discover that it's a prayer of your children that is still working on you. Soon you will discover it's a prayer of your husband that is still working for you. Soon you will discover it's a prayer of your child that is still working for you. Soon you will discover that you are nowhere to be found. Let the grace of God not be in vain in your life. Lift your hands to him. Close your eyes. Lift your hands to him. Lift your hands to him. Lift your hands to him. Just say, Lord, may I not make your grace vain. May I not make your grace vain. May I not think I know you. May I not mislead people by my lifestyle. May I not bring disgrace to your name. May I not crucify you once again. May I not make your grace vain. Oh, my Lord, my God, help me. Forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. May I not make your grace vain. May I not make your word of no effect. May I not bring shame to your name. May I not bring disgrace to your name. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me. Talk to him. Have mercy. Have mercy. This is a noun word. Accept it. Pray about it now. You know you have a call of God for your life. You are running away from it. You know your husband has a call of God for his life. You are the one fighting it. Be careful. Man, sir. Be careful. Be careful. I ask that the grace and the mercy of the Lord will speak for everybody in the house today. Stretch your hand up, stretch your hand up. Whatever is making grace vain in your life, the blood of Jesus washed those things away today. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.